No closer to an Iran nuclear deal. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken offers a grim outlook on talks between the U.S. and Iran over an international nuclear agreement.
What we've seen over the last week or so in Iran's response to the proposal put forward by the European Union is clearly a step backward and makes prospects for an agreement in the near term, I would say, unlikely.
Iran's latest demand is the end of inspections at nuclear plants by the International Atomic Energy Agency, which the U.S. rejected. President Biden was at the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library today to promote his administration's effort to escalate the fight against cancer.
He is part of Cancer Moonshot.
The goal is to cut cancer death rates by at least 50%, at least 50% in the next 25 years. To turn more cancers from death sentences into chronic diseases people can live with.
Telling a Boston crowd 60 years after President Kennedy's famous moonshot speech, he's formed a cancer cabinet to help update the fight, and noting scientists are studying how vaccine technology could be used to stop cancer.
Imagine getting a simple shot instead of a grueling chemo.
Also announcing a moonshot scholar program to support a new generation of scientists.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Ceremonies honoring Queen Elizabeth II continue ahead of her state funeral next Monday.
The Queen's coffin will arrive here in London tomorrow night, and then on Wednesday morning there will be a procession from Buckingham Palace carrying the coffin on a horse-drawn carriage to Westminster Hall.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in London. Classes in Seattle Public schools have been canceled for tomorrow as the teachers' union continues a strike over health care, staffing, and pay issues. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
A potential railroad worker strike could result in a heavy impact to the nation's economy.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is calling for urgent action to avoid what it's calling a, quote, national economic disaster if railroad workers don't come to a labor agreement with companies. The Association of American Railroads says a rail shutdown would cost the economy upwards of $2 billion a day. The Biden administration recently got more involved with negotiations, proposing 24% in cumulative raises and thousands in bonuses for hundreds of thousands of workers. The Sheet, Metal, Air, Rail, and Transportation Workers Union president says the proposal is an improvement but doesn't provide members with the, quote, quality of life that they have earned. The current contract expires this Friday at midnight. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Cash bail will soon be a thing of the past in the state of Illinois.
Illinois is the first state in the nation to end cash bail. It goes into effect with the first of the year. And it essentially means that people will be released from jail with the promise that they show up in court for their trial. The law that was passed is called the Safety Act. It was passed with minimal debate in the Democratic-controlled Illinois legislature. The bill's author says this means poor people and rich offenders will be treated equally. Now, critics of ending cash bail point out that more than low-level offenders will be released from jail. Drug offenses, burglary, arson, robbery, carjacking, even kidnapping suspects will be eligible to walk out of jail. They can reoffend. They can harass witnesses.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Chicago. Authorities in New Mexico launched raids at two homes of suspected drug dealers and are now on the hunt for a young tiger. One suspect kept it as a pet. Authorities found an alligator and large quantities of drugs, guns, and money. State animal officials say they believe the tiger is still somewhere in New Mexico and says it poses a clear danger to the public. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.